Welcome back to another episode of Gritty Knows Best, the most exciting, entertaining show on the internet today. I am very excited. I am very energized and hyped up because I've been drinking a nice dark roast iced coffee with some oat milk that my girl Stephanie put me onto. So shout out to her. I've been loving the oat milk. Tonight, I am joined by my brother, by the one and only, everybody's favorite Hopkins, everybody's favorite, Dre Hopkins.
Do you hear?
Oh my God, I hit the wrong fucking drop. This is the right drop. I need to start getting my drops together.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sorry.
You definitely do. Sorry, though. It was funny.
All right. Very unprofessional. Very unprofessional of me. So I'm here with Dre. And tonight, we are going to be talking about guilty pleasures. Now, it was a little hard for me to define what a guilty pleasure exactly was for this episode. So just for the episode's sake, we're going to say that it's something you do or something you're into that maybe the vast majority of people aren't necessarily into or they don't think is cool. Or kind of like an odd or maybe like a habit that you do that maybe not every that you enjoy that maybe people would see as weird or strange. So when I was doing research for the episode, the one thing I noticed was everybody's guilty pleasures or a lot of the guilty pleasures that were on mainstream media were just whack. It was boring. It was people were just like, oh, I like eating chocolate after midnight. Oh my God, I'm so bad. Or it's like, I like eating an extra scoop of ice cream. Shh, don't tell my husband. It's like, what the fuck? These people are boring. Boring. That's your guilty pleasure?
A lot of them was trash.
Trash. Trash.
Super trash.
Super trash. That's not what we're going to talk about, though. We're not going, ours are going to be good. Especially the ones, especially mine, I picked because I already saw them as strange. That's why we're doing the episode. This episode was inspired by the Chatterbait episode that I did because that's one of the guilty pleasures I think I have is watching Chatterbait. You can go check out that episode. I think that's episode 5. But I decided to talk about more of my guilty pleasures as well as other people's guilty pleasures. Some people sent some in, and Dre will also be reading some that he found online. So,
I got some good ones.
I hope so. I haven't heard these, so I hope they're good. Let's get into it. Let's talk about mine first because this is all about me. This is my show after all. So, here we go. First guilty pleasure of mine that I think nobody is going to expect. Well, Dre knows this about me already, but I don't think any of you that don't know me are going to expect that. I love me some good romantic entertainment. A good lovey-dovey story, movie, book, song. I love it. One of my favorite shows of all time. Maybe even my favorite show is probably The Office, but my second favorite show of all time is The Vampire Diaries. Two vampire brothers fighting over the girl. She turns into a vampire. Then there's all people falling in love and kissing all over the place and turning each other into vampires and dying. I love it. I spent like a whole month of my life, I wasted it when I found out about Vampire Diaries. I just watched every season I could, watched it till the end. It was nuts, but I love it. It's one of my favorite shows, The Vampire Diaries, man. I spent a lot of time watching that show, and I didn't know any other guy that was into it besides me. I didn't know anybody, but I love Vampire Diaries. One of my favorite movies and books is A Walk to Remember. Now, none of you probably know what that is, but that is a romantic novel drama about this high school couple. Like, you know, they weren't supposed to fall in love. Obviously, that's how it always is. They're not supposed to fall in love, but somehow they do. Then the guy finds out that this chick has cancer and she's dying. So they get married at like 17, and she walks down the aisle and she's dying. She's all emaciated and she's like a skeleton, and she's dying. She's withering away on the couch, and he's crying. And then at the end of the book, he's at her grave. It's a whole thing. The book fucked me up for like 2 days. I was crying. It was ridiculous. I like that. I like. I just watched Something's Gotta Give with Jack Nicholson. He's an old man. He they finally find love at like fucking 70 years old. It's nuts. I saw what I don't like. I don't like Twilight, and the first one's all right, but the other ones are, I didn't like that.
I'm so glad you don't like Twilight. I don't like that. You don't like Twilight? We can't be friends anymore.
I watched it the other day. I liked the first one. It was okay. It's no Vampire Diaries. The second one, boring. Boring. Don't like 50 Shades of Grey either. Now, Stephanie does, right? Your girlfriend does.
I think she... I gotta ask her again. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Dre's girlfriend bond over these romantic things that we like to...
Yeah, I want to watch Fuck Me or Leave Me.
We're going to watch that movie after we collide. We're going to watch that. But yeah, it's been postponed. Yeah, it's been postponed. Listen, any suggestions you guys have for a good love movie or book, you throw them my way. Just as long as there's no Twilight or no 50 Shades. I thought 50 Shades was weird. Not a fan of that at all. I didn't watch the movie, but I did not like the book. Stopped it. I stopped it real early. Real early. Did not like that. But I am a sucker for a good love story. And I cry. Let me tell you that right now. I fucking cry. I will cry. Not even during those movies. I cried during other movies. I cried. The last movie I cried in was Good Boys. Like, it's not even it's a comedy. How do I end up crying at the end of Good Boys?
Because you're a bitch.
And I cried. It was at a girl's house, so she must have been looking at me like, what the fuck?
She was like, this bitch. She looked
at me crazy.
Oh, the fuck, I invited this bitch over. Give me some dick.
And I haven't seen her in a while, so that may be one of the reasons why I haven't seen her, because I cried at the end of Good Boys.
Either that or your dick was wet.
No, that didn't happen. Probably because I cried during Good Boys. But does that make me... less masculine? I guess that's the question. I'm going to say probably, but who gives a shit? I don't care. What are you going to do? Going to go, you got to do what you want. I've been around a lot of people at a lot of workplaces, a lot of guys who just want to act real hard and they want to act real tough and they're just trying too hard to be manly and it's just really lame and I don't want to be like that. Listen, if I'm going to cry during Good Boys, I'm going to cry during Good Boys. If I'm going to watch Vampire Diaries, I'm going to do it. I don't care. Whatever it makes me look like, who gives a shit? It is what it is. I'm out here trying to... Yeah. I'm not trying to be manly. I'm trying to have fun, damn it. I'm trying to get involved in a good love story. And that's it.
Hey, that's a fact. I mean, that's you as you. Can't judge you on it.
That's it. You could judge me, but guess what?
I mean, you could judge
it
you.
It doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, who gives a fuck?
It's not going to hurt me. But, second... guilty pleasure of mine, which this one is out of this. You will definitely don't expect this one. This one's strange, but that's what this is about. I haven't watched it in a while because I haven't had the opportunity to watch one in a good while, but I am a big fan of 24-hour hurricane coverage. Whenever there is a big storm coming to town, oh boy, do I get ready to watch Storm Watch. 24-hour hurricane coverage. I love it. It's amazing. I sit there. I watch the anchors. They go outside. They have the map. They talk about how crazy the storm's going to be. It's very dramatic. It's real-life drama. It's not two lovers falling in love. This is real-life drama here, unfolding in front of our eyes.
You watched one recently.
I did watch a little one, and I'll talk about that probably at the end. Yeah, me and Mo watched one. It wasn't as good because the ones I like to watch are usually the big, big storms, like Irene and Sandy. Because we live in New York, so we don't really get these storms. So whenever we get one, it's like a big deal. Like there's press conferences and, you know, people are freaking out. That's why they do the coverage, because everybody's like really spooked about it. And I love it. I'll sit there and watch the real life drama unfold. I mean, the best part about it is, to me, like the people that they put on the news. Because obviously the news isn't just going to, you know, put entertaining people on as many as they can. And there's always two types of people that you see. There's always normal people who are frightened or concerned about the storm. And, you know, they're all right. They're okay. But then you get the people that don't care, and they're not afraid, they don't give a shit, and those are the people that make for good interesting content on Stormwatch. Because you got the people, like the 80-year-old people who are like, they're like, hey, are you guys going to leave? Because you guys literally live on the beach. Like, this thing's going to come and crush your house probably. Or flood you. Are you guys going to leave? Nah, we've been here for like 45 years. Like, it is.
This is our home.
It is what it is. We're letting
no storm chase us out of here.
Okay. Well, when you're drowning, I don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. They're evacuating you for a reason. But those people choose to stay, and hopefully they survive. I don't know. But they're pretty funny to watch because I'd be out. Like if the NYPD is like, yo, y'all got to get out of here. I'm probably going to, I mean, what are you going to really do? You're going to get a hotel room, I guess. It's too late, but I don't know. You got to do something. They got the shelters and shit. They got like the gyms and stuff you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that do not care and they're pretty funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't care. I don't give a fuck. And they really don't give a fuck.
No. And then you got the people who are in the street during the storm, which is even worse. They're out, like, as the storm progresses, it gets worse and worse, and that's when it gets more interesting to watch because they have the guy out there, and it's like the storm's blowing them around, and there's, oh, it's crazy out here. The rain's coming down.
They're walking with the fucking shit front of their face.
Right. They're just getting blown all over the place, and then you'll see somebody jogging behind them, and they're just like, hey, what are you doing out here? Oh, it's a great night for a jog. Okay.
It was two white couples. I remember that video. It was two white people, and they were a couple, and they was just jogging behind them.
And then they fall.
That's what you're talking about, right?
I saw one of them. Didn't they fall?
Yeah,
it was during a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And she busted her ass. She's like, "Oh, it's great weather for running." And she ran and fell right on her fucking ass.
Busted her ass.
Right on her hip. It was tremendous. Because listen, you want to be dumb? That's what you get. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be running through a hurricane, so that a freaking street sign could come and impale me in the gut. Or something else horrible. I could drown. People are out there with surfboards and boogie boards. They don't care. But that's what makes Stormwatch fun. The other thing that made Stormwatch fun to me, I mean, I sound crazy saying this, like Stormwatch is fun. But I'll sit there for hours, watch it, have it in the background, write a song to it. It's just great. Great TV. But the other thing I like was when Periscope was around. I spoke about Periscope on episode 5. I think it was episode, what are we on, episode 7 now? I think so. Yeah, last episode was 6. Last episode was 6. On episode 5, I spoke about how amazing Periscope was, which was another thing that entertained me. Like, normal things
episode
do
eight.
Not... We're on episode 8 right now? Are we? No, we're not. Yeah. What was
episode 7.
What was episode... we're on episode 8 right now?
Yeah. Episode 7 was No More Chicken.
What's episode 6 called?
Episode 6 is... This episode is Cursed with Justice and Bitters.
Yeah, on this episode of Curse, we talked about Periscope, which was an app where you can get live streams from around the world. And on there, they used to show the storm watches. And that's when shit got really fun, because then we would all chat about what was going on. We start roasting the anchor people, roasting the people like, you know, that don't want to leave their homes. And we just create chaos in the chat. And me and Mo went into a chat on YouTube for the one you were just talking about. I don't know what storm it was, but I said, Mo, come here, let me show you something. So we went into the Stormwatch thing, and then, you know, we just immediately started causing shit in there. Because people were just acting normal, just like, hey, you know, can you tell us something about this? Is the storm coming this way? Is it doing that? And we just came in there like, yeah, and we started asking people about weed. And people responded. We caused some trouble in there. Enough for the guy that ran the channel to be like, yo, y'all gotta chill out. Like, this is about, you know, we're trying to educate people about the storm, and y'all coming in there acting like fools. But that's what it was about. That was the other part. That was the other fun part about Stormwatch for me, was when Periscope was around, we would just a bunch of us, like 1,000 people would be in the chat, and we would just go off all night. It was fun. It was, what do you call it? We were connecting over Stormwatch. Anyway, another guilty pleasure of mine that is strange, but to each their own. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Now, you brought this one up. I wasn't going to say this one. But this was an honorable mention. I had to write this one in last minute. Totally forgot that I used to watch people get worms extracted from their intestines on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah. I used to watch that with you in class.
Oh, we used to sit and watch people get in worms taken out of their stomach. None of these were in America. They were always like, you can't get, I mean, if you get this in America, we don't know what you were doing something. Because in other countries, I think it comes from, like, the water. or like bad salad. Like their
water is bad, so you can't drink their water.
Or like bad,
and they get tapeworms in their stomach.
Oh my god, I don't even know what kind of worm. Were these tapeworms? They would just
Look some like of them were tapeworms. Just, the ones that the shits that look like spaghetti.
Oh yeah, it looked like you were taking pounds of spaghetti out of somebody's stomach. Mm-hmm. And we used to sit there and watch it, and I mean it's tragic because you don't even like you have to watch this for yourself to see because how are these people surviving with that much, with that many worms in their gut? It, we're not talking about two worms. We're talking about just constantly taking out handfuls of worms. Like how these people were living with these worms inside of them was miraculous. Unbelievable. The pain these people must have been in. They must have been shitting out worms. Ugh. I mean, my mom used to tell me, you should think I had a, like, she used to think I had a worm in my stomach because I, you know, I used to eat all the time. Like, I couldn't imagine having, I used to laugh at that. I would, oh my God, I can't even imagine if I had worms like that as a kid. That'd be awful.
Cool. I once watched the episode of, was it Untold Stories of the ER? I think it was. And they had a tapeworm in their stomach and they went to go take a shit. And it came out a little bit, so it was just dangling from their butthole. They tried to pull it out, and they said it was the most painful thing ever. Oh, they had to go to the emergency room, get that shit taken out ASAP.
I do not want that, dude. That
imagine a shitty tapeworm hanging from your butthole.
Brutal. It's brutal. Those videos, but and the people always in the videos, the doctors and the nurses are always dying laughing. They're just having a great time. Mm-hmm.
I guess they used to shit like that.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're seeing shit like that all day. You got to make light of it. I mean, if we're enjoying it, I'm sure they, I mean, it looks satisfying though, to see like how, like to see those worms come out of their stomach. Like they must be so relieved when they wake up. They must be so relieved not to have thousands of worms in their stomach. How they are alive, I don't know, because that's, they usually have an enormous amount of these worms living inside of them, like a colony of worms living inside of them. But that's another thing I used to watch. I might start watching that again. Another thing I might start doing is putting glue. I was thinking about this before the episode too. I forgot when I was a kid, I used to like to put glue on my hands and let it dry and then rip it off and tear it off. Did you ever do that?
I did. Yeah, I did. I used to do that too.
I'm going
to
do that again.
There was always that one kid that used to lick the glue, though. I've always seen it. Every class I was
good.
In from like
that's not good.
Second to fifth grade, the kid, they'll put mad glue in their hand and just lick it.
No, I've never seen like, that. That's ridiculous.
I've seen that's that so many good. Times.
That's not a guilty pleasure. That's just being an idiot.
That's just disgusting.
That's being an idiot. It's being an ass. I never did that. But next time I go to the store, you better believe I'm grabbing some glue because that made me – I'm going to try that again. Next time I sit down and I'm watching a chick flick or I'm watching Store Watch, I'm going to be putting glue in my hands. And I'll keep you updated on how that goes. I'll let you know. That's pretty much all of my guilty pleasures that I feel like revealing on this episode, at least. Am I insane? Probably. But am I having fun? For sure. What are you going to do? I'd rather be having fun. Okay?
Yep.
Now let's get into other people's guilty pleasures. I put out a Instagram story asking people to DM me their guilty pleasures. Didn't know how that was going to go. Didn't know what people were going to say. I thought I was going to get a lot of like, again, oh, I like eating chocolate or like, oh, I love watching a good Disney movie on a Saturday with a hot chocolate. Like, you know, boring ones. But I'm not really around a lot of boring people. Not usually. So the response is, we're pretty good. So let's read some of these DMs I got. Then we're going to get into yours, Dre, that you scoured the internet for. All right. A lot of these are about YouTube, which is a hub for guilty pleasures. Now, you know, somebody said they'd like watching something called, they're addicted to the Uncharted Zone. Now, don't think I just read these and thanked you for your submission. I've looked into most of these. So I looked into the Uncharted Zone. Wasn't for me, but it's like a YouTube channel where they show a bunch of weird music videos and other weird videos. So that's this person's guilty pleasure. They like watching that. That the Uncharted Zone had a lot of weird, interesting music videos and other videos. So if you're into that stuff, check that YouTube channel out. Somebody said watching stay-at-home mom's motivational cleaning videos on YouTube. Then she proceeded to send me a link for one of these videos. Let me tell you, I watched it. I watched this 33-minute video of this woman, this military
in
mom.
In its entirety?
Clean,
you watched the whole
from
thing?
Beginning to end. And yeah. I loved it. Every second of it. I got like some type of OCD. I like to clean. I like things in order. So it was very satisfying for me to watch this woman pick up her groceries and then put them away neatly. She cleaned the whole freaking house and decluttered. And it's like one of these things, like she's trying to motivate you to also clean your house and clean your stuff, which I've been doing anyway, but it made me get up off my ass and clean even more. And I was enthralled by this 33-minute video of this lady cleaning her house. Now, it was a little dangerous because I almost bought like $1,000 worth of cleaning equipment because I learned about a steam mop. Loved that. I'll have to get me one of those. That was interesting. I learned about a water vacuum. And let me tell you, this fucking lady did the water vacuum on her carpet, right? She took it out. She took out it's like a water filter. It was full of dust and hair. And it was so satisfying to see her dump it in the toilet, how much hair she picked up on her carpet. I have to get me a water vacuum now, a steam mop. There was something else she was showing. She showed a lot of stuff. I learned about all-purpose cleaner. Didn't know about that. That may sound stupid, but I will now be getting all-purpose cleaner.
You just found out about all-purpose
cleaner?
I
didn't know what it was. I knew of its existence, but I didn't know like it was useful. I was like, what is this? I don't even know what it is. Then she put me onto some all-purpose cleaner. It was great. I loved it. YouTube is great for that. There's tons of stuff on YouTube. Somebody else sent me that they like watching mukbangs, which that's a big one for people. Now you don't
I
like
hate
mukbangs.
Mukbangs. Yeah.
Why do you hate them? Why do you
hate
them?
I just don't like to see people eat, and then the noises they make.
I hate that shit. I don't like I don't like hearing people chew. That's not good. That's annoying. But watching people eat, I'm down with that. I like a good mukbang.
I'm not. I can't get into that. My niece loves watching people eat. She loves them shits.
It's getting more popular. It's getting more popular by the day.
It is mad popular. It's just not for me.
Some people watch it so they can curb their appetite. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It worked on me one time.
That'll just make me hungry.
It worked on me one time. I was so broke, couldn't afford nothing. Wanted Domino's so bad. So to substitute that, I watched Trisha Paytas eat Domino's. And to be honest, I wasn't hungry after that. It just kind of, there's like, you have mirror neurons in your brain that whenever you watch somebody do something, it makes you feel like you're doing it. And maybe that's what worked. Maybe that's what works is the mirror neurons, baby. I learned that in a book. Sometimes I crack open a book. And that's probably why people enjoy the mukbangs. I'm a big fan of them. I actually want to do some. So there's a tons of stuff to watch on YouTube. You know that I like that. I like on YouTube, sometimes I watch people walk around with GoPros on their head for like 2 hours straight. Sometimes I watch people drive down highways at night for 3-4 hours with a camera on their dashboard, and I love it. I'll see them go through the tunnels, weave through cars. There's a guy that does it in Japan, and I'll sit there with that on the screen. I'll write, do whatever I got to do with this fucking guy driving down the highway for 3 hours while I'm doing stuff.
I watch someone go through the Bronx on
the walking
just like
guy.
See all the neighborhoods.
The walking guy that I sent to you? Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. There's just tons of weird stuff to get into on YouTube, so people were sending
that. I like to see fucking train operators that put the
on subways.
The camera
on the steam trains? On the
the
box trains? Oh.
New York City trains.
They do them on the
it don't
steam
matter
trains
the train
too. But that's you mean cool. In the subway they'll do it?
Yeah, they do it on the subway. I watched in New York City and I watched in Chicago.
Do they show the guys come on the train that want to dance and stuff?
No, it's the front.
I fucking hate that.
It just shows like the street and the fucking.
That would really kill the video for me. Showtime, ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, showtime.
Oh, I would hate
that. I got candy.
See, the candy's all right, but the people that dance, if that's one thing I don't miss about taking the train right now during this quarantine, is seeing people dance on the train. Hate it. Hate it. Don't sing. I don't want people singing or dancing. Please don't. Just sell me shit.
Singing,
sell me some cookies. Do not sing to me. Do not sing with the singing, guitar.
I don't like.
Hate it.
Dancing, I don't have a problem with.
Honestly. I had to hear it every day on the train.
I'm used to it.
Do not miss it at all. I miss the train a little bit. Don't miss that.
I miss the train too.
So there's a lot of good stuff on YouTube to indulge in. Okay, there's a guy in India. I don't know if he's in India, but he's an Indian guy that got famous for building pools, and it was really cool. That was interesting. So there's a lot of stuff to watch on YouTube. Now somebody sent in. Sometimes I'll take my razor and shave a patch of my belly hair just to test how sharp and precise it is. What do you think about that one?
I mean, it sounds weird, but...
Sounds a little satisfying to me.
It doesn't sound satisfying to me. I wouldn't see that as satisfying.
Sounds a little satisfying. I did shave my balls today, and I cut myself so bad. There's blood everywhere. I know it's TMI, and you probably didn't need to know that. Just felt like throwing that in there. Just felt like putting that in there that I cut my balls so bad today. Blood everywhere. It was a mess, but they're okay. Don't worry. They're intact. Everything's okay. So somebody likes shaving their stomach with a razor blade.
Still got two balls down there?
Still got two balls, and the area's healing well. I'll keep you updated on that, too. I cut my balls every time. Every time. Somebody else sent in, I like to buy fried baby shrimp and take off the skin so I can eat the super hard fried part. What do you think about that?
Wait.
They like to buy fried shrimp and then I guess take the skin off and then eat the skin by itself. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You think it's disgusting?
Yes.
I don't think it's disgusting. It just sounds like a lot of work.
It just sounds like it's just disgusting to me.
Why is it disgusting?
The skin, like the shell?
The part that's fried, they take it off and they eat it solely by itself.
Just the shell? Eating it,
like the fried part. Like, you know, like it's fried and they take, I guess they take the fried part out.
Got you. I was thinking about the shell, like the actual shell.
That's what it read like to me. They take the fried part off and they eat it.
Oh, I got you. I understand now. That's not disgusting. I was thinking about the shell.
Disgusting. No. The shell, no. They don't leave it on if it's fried. I don't like it. When they leave the shrimp with the shell, I hate that. Yeah, they don't know. They didn't say the tail. The whole fried part they'll eat by itself.
I was just thinking about the shell.
It just sounds like an extra step to me. Like it's unnecessary. But, again, to each their own. If that's what you like. It just made me hungry for some fried shrimp. That's for sure.
I haven't had fried shrimp in a minute.
Give me some fried shrimp with some tartar sauce. Yes.
I had fried shrimp this month.
Haven't had that in a long time. Somebody else sent in. I think this is the last one. I saved the best for last. That was in my DMs, at least. You know what this is because we were talking about this. I like to rob motherfuckers while they're asleep. the lady that sent that to me, that one was out of left field. I wasn't expecting that. Way more out of left field than the shrimp and the razor blade stuff. That was nothing compared to this. This one really got me. The chick that sent that to me, I know she actually did it. Because then she followed that up with that she doesn't do it anymore. But I think she's not too far removed from when she used to do it. I don't think it was that long ago to when she used to rob people when they were asleep for their drugs or money. Now, I do not condone that behavior, but it was a very funny response. Listen, my audience, my friends, love them. She didn't rob me. She would never rob me, so sucks to be that guy, I guess. I don't know. Don't condone it, though. Don't rob people. But it's an interesting guilty pleasure. interesting yeah. guilty pleasure. Way more exciting than a mukbang, I'll tell you that. Those are all the DMs I got, pretty much. So that is, those are my friends. That's my family, my supporters. Thank you for sending those in. And now let's move on to Dre's research, because we did this on the phone. I heard like one or two, but now you're going to hit me with five, right? And obviously an honorable mention. Yeah, I got you with
five. Mm-hmm. All
right, so let's hear them.
All right. Before I go into what I got on the phone, because right. I don't think you're ready for that.
Uh-huh.
I just want to point out that my father has a guilty pleasure.
Oh, I love this.
He watches SpongeBob every time it comes on.
And he's 60.
60 years old.
60 watches years old.
SpongeBob every single time.
Watching the Bob.
And that's what he calls it. He calls it the Bob. He falls asleep to watch SpongeBob.
Whenever I call Dre, SpongeBob's on TV. And it's not the kids watching it. They don't watch it. It's his dad. That's the best. When you first told me about that, I died. Hate 60 it. Years old, still watching the Bob. But you know what? The Bob is great. What do you? I mean, I never really liked SpongeBob, but to each their own.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna start off with one that I told you already. It's someone's guilty pleasure is they love eating olives and drinking the leftover brine from the container.
Ugh, the olive juice. Never in my life have I heard of somebody drinking olive juice. That sounds disgusting. Heard of people drinking pickle juice to curb a hangover the other day on Twitch. Never heard of the olive juice. That's disgusting. Yeah, no.
Another one.
Number two. Is
someone loves holding their pee until their bladder hurts, and then going to pee is like having an orgasm.
Yeah, yeah. I will tell you, I don't participate in that, but whenever I have had to really pee and I couldn't go pee, like one time I got stuck on the train, I stupidly drank like 2 liters of water right before I got on the train. I held that piss for like an hour. As soon as I got off the train, I was going to pee in the street. But it was in the middle of the daytime, and it was a residential neighborhood, kids everywhere, couldn't pee. So I had to wait, walk all the way to my job to pee. When that piss came out of me, best piss of my life. Ooh. Felt like busting a nut. So that one, yeah. I would never do that on purpose. But let me tell you, when it happens, best piss of your life.
All right, let me go to my camera roll because I screenshot this one. Give me one second.
That was a good one.
Speaking of pee.
This is the third one?
Someone's guilty. Huh?
This is the third one?
Yeah, this is three. Someone's guilty pleasure is peeing in the kitchen sink because they're too lazy to go to the bathroom from the living room where they're playing Call of Duty.
No.
Don't tell my wife.
Get a bottle and throw it. Oh, no. No. That's disgusting.
Funny thing is, I have a cousin who she shall remain nameless.
Yeah, don't say the name.
We were talking about some of the nasty shit we did when we were younger. Like, I told her I pissed out the window before.
Right, I remember you peeing out the window.
Yeah, and my brother caught me when I was literally leaving a windowsill.
And didn't you pee on somebody by accident?
Yeah, my sister was walking by. Sister by accident. We're not going to remind her about that. But
let's not. Let's tell her it was the AC. It's the AC. Yeah. You walked under the AC.
My cousin, she has pissed in the kitchen sink before.
A girl?
Yeah.
How does that work?
She
stepped her ass over the sink.
Hmm?
You just sit in the sink?
Yeah, she put her ass over the sink.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's disgusting. That's really not good.
Okay, I'm a 37-year-old straight male. I have fatherly feelings towards Megan Fox.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but my sister just called me, so I gotta wait.
That's what he wrote as his guilty pleasure, his fatherly feelings towards Megan Fox?
Yeah.
I don't even understand what that means. What, does he want to be her dad?
He wants to check up on her, and he looks at her as a daughter. He wants to raise her.
What the fuck? That's, I don't even see that as a guilty pleasure. It's just something strange going on in that man's head. That's that's a screw loose. That's not a guilty pleasure.
He goes on to say he has zero sexual attraction towards her. He just he visits her fan site to check on how she's doing.
Okay. Interesting. I mean, I guess he just likes her.
That's
he's just a fan at that point. He's just a fan. I don't want to say he has a screw loose. I don't want to go that far, but he's just a fan. He's just a fan of Megan Fox. It's not a big deal. People can be fans of people and check up on them.
Yeah, but does he have fatherly feelings towards her?
Well, he didn't really dive into him having, like, he didn't say he has fantasies of driving her to fucking soccer practice.
So I mean, but what does fatherly feelings?
He didn't really elaborate on the fatherly feelings. He should have elaborated. Like, does he have dreams of throwing her a surprise party and driving her to college? Like, I don't know. He sounds like just a fan. He checks up on her website. That's nice.
I don't know. That just sounds creepy to me.
So that was four.
The fifth one, someone wrote, they like to take a shower with a full bladder, like they got to pee really, really bad.
Oh my God, a lot of pee tonight.
They jerk off in the shower, and then right before they bust, they let the pee out.
Really? And this has to be in the shower.
I mean, they usually jerk off in the shower.
Right. And then they pee first. It sounds like a lot of work.
No. Yeah. They jerk off, get to the point where they're about to nut, and then they just stop and just piss everywhere.
I get jerking off in the shower. I mean, that I'm not really big on that either, but that just seems like very involved. You're basically, what is it called? Edging, and then you're peeing, and then did they say if they actually bust?
Nah, he never said. He just said he jerks off until he pees, until right before he's about to nut, and he pisses.
All right. Interesting. Do you have a honorable mention, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
An honorable mention is, I'm going to use this one because this is something you don't like. Farting wildly when my husband gets out of bed in the morning and I'm all by myself. He has no idea.
Oh, he doesn't know? So she just farts on him while he's asleep?
No, when he gets out of bed, she just starts letting rip.
Oh, in the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. He's not around. That's fine.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But like,
at least she's waiting. She has the respect. So let me tell you, you already know. Divorce papers would be signed if that was me. Do not fart around me. I will not fart around you. It doesn't happen to me. In my mind, women don't fart, and I do not fart around them. It just doesn't happen. It's not a bodily function of ours. Okay? Doesn't happen.
Women definitely fart.
They don't.
They definitely do.
This woman is a mutant. She's the only one that farts.
I've been around some women.
She's the exception.
I've been around some women. Woo.
No. Never me. Like, listen, that's grounds for a separation in my book. Okay. No farting at all. And you know I don't like that, and you brought it up, which is disgusting. Ugh.
I had another one. I just can't find it right now.
Ugh. God. It better not be worse. Well, like I said, at least she does it when he's not around. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. These weren't too bad. These weren't as bad as I was expecting. Again, my favorite is my friend talking about she likes to rob guys when she's asleep, while they're asleep. Not condoning it again.
One more
but...
honorable mention.
Okay.
Because I meant to read this one during one of the other ones. I like wearing women's clothing because it makes me feel pretty and sexy.
This is a man, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do what you got to do, bro. Do what you got to do. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Let your freak flag fly, whatever it is, man. Whether it's dressing up as a girl or farting in the bed, you do it. Or, well, don't rob people. But I was about to say rob people. Definitely don't.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do to survive, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
And if they rich.
I guess that's what she also said. She said that they were rich. So she's like Robin Hood. She's just robbing rich people. I guess she knows some rich people. And when they were asleep, she'd pluck their stuff. Don't condone it, but love the girl. That was great. So those are some guilty pleasures of mine, some guilty pleasures of my friends, family, and supporters, and some guilty pleasures from the internet. That's it, everybody. Hit me up at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and on Twitter, and let me know what some of your guilty pleasures are. Maybe we'll do another episode about it. We'll read some more, go through some more online, because there's tons online that aren't boring. There was a lot that you looked at that we were talking about.
Yeah, so, I have a lot on my phone.
Yeah, so hit me up with some more. And whatever your guilty pleasure is, baby, carve out some time in your day, carve out some time in your life to do it, to engage in it, to indulge in it, and maybe even broadcast yourself doing it so we can all watch. Maybe it's a mukbang. Maybe you want to broadcast yourself. Well, don't broadcast yourself robbing people. Maybe you want to broadcast yourself farting in the bed. I'm not into that, but a lot of people,
some people are.
A lot of people are. You can start an OnlyFans with just farting, for sure. For sure. And make money. That's it, everybody. Dre, do you want to plug anything? Anything at all?
Yeah. Follow me at none of your motherfucking business.
That's right. Dre's not big on social media, so can't get this guy. Nope. You can find him in the bed with Stephanie, like I said on the last one. That's the only place you're going to find him. Mm-hmm. All right. So hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves. Be well. Much love.